Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, continuing our 15-year anniversary celebration today. A few special surprises. You know, it's also Easter weekend, and I'll warn you now, but I have heard that we may get another visit.
Oh, please, God, no.
From
come on.
Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa.
Why do we even do this? We move the studio. We go through all the trouble, the elaborate decoy vans going in a different direction, all of this so he can't find us. Now, admittedly, we moved a grand total of about 80 yards. But right. We went through, it was like Mad Max. Where we were trying to deceive them, to deceive Drunken Santa about where we were going, and to no avail. Just invite the stinky son of a gun into the studio.
Well,
just invite him. It's weirder. It's weirder than that. Remember there was that guy, the round guy with the helmet, that was standing staring into the studio a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
What?
He's back.
Why, a naked guy?
No, not a naked guy. No, he was like meatball shaped, but he had a helmet on.
I don't know who you're talking about. That wasn't Drunken Santa?
I don't think so. Look, there he is.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Oh, that guy.
That guy with the compression pants and the helmet?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why the compression pants?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know
sure,
what that's
all
about.
Sure, you're anatomically correct. Congratulations.
But,
can we move on?
Last week was our anniversary. Drunken Santa did not make appearance because I found out after the show, he said, look.
Because
you know,
he's Santa. He's only supposed
he's
to come
not,
in December.
He's not Santa. He's branching out into all the holidays. He said, look.
But that's
you know,
what I wanted to
last
hear.
Last time I was a leprechaun on your show.
Leopard con.
And he's it's a tough economy.
It's the same.
And Christmas time does not support him enough year round. So he's decided to work, you know, every holiday. You know, he was Cupid one time. That was really disturbing. Then he was a leprechaun for our St. Paddy's Day. And now, you know, for Easter, I'm not sure what he's going to be.
And he has a Toys for Snots program. He's a really good guy.
Right. So, anyway, he might make an appearance today. He threatened to do so because he said, I didn't come last week because I want to come in my full holiday attire for your anniversary. And he said, look, you can't jam 15 years of Scuba Radio history into one show anyway. And so could I show up on the next one? He will bring gifts. He said something about bringing a basket and having ears. So
what
could he possibly be?
Oh no.
We will have to wait and find out. But you know, it is kind of a continuation of Scuba Radio's 15-year anniversary. April Fool's Day is our anniversary date. We just crossed over the 15th year of doing this goofy little radio show. There were a lot of people we couldn't get on the air last week. We're going to bring some of those folks on today. One of them, Eric Douglas, my good friend, who's been doing just tons of stuff in the dive industry, working with some divers in Honduras. He's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Eric?
Doing great, Greg. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, last time we spoke to Eric, he was being featured on Dateline, or no, Rock Center, with Brian Williams.
No, it was To Catch a Predator. You were right the first time.
No. That was a different show.
Okay.
But yeah, he, are you still working with the divers here in Honduras, Eric? Is that project kind of complete, or you're still doing more research with them?
I'm not doing a whole lot of research with them right now. There's a couple groups that are still working with them. The people at Dan are still working with them. I actually did an interview, though, a couple weeks ago that set the air maybe this weekend for CCTV, which is China Central Television.
Or closed-circuit television, and it's something that you can only see inside the office, the place they recorded it.
Oh, boy.
But this was actually China Central Television. But they have a studio in D.C., so they're doing a show. They have a show, an English language show called America's Now, about North and South America.
All right. Just so we understand, Eric, you went someplace where you were told you were filming for Chinese television in English in Washington, D.C. You may be the most gullible guest we've ever had on this show.
No. I'll give you I'm gullible. I'm not the most gullible guest. I mean, think about some of your guests.
Well, true.
He does make a good point.
Some of
those guests have said, yes, we'll be on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Think about some of the things you've had people do, and then tell me I'm the most gullible guest you've ever had.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. But so this project...
It's making me doubt every story we've ever gotten from Eric. Oh, yeah, sure you've been to Russia.
He has a great imagination. You know, Eric, booksbyeric.com, he's quite the author.
Oh, yeah, sure you've written books.
Bill, shut up.
I've read them. Come on now.
Hollywood underwater.
He's in some kind of weird holiday mode today. I apologize for him. Yeah, anniversary. He's punchy. You know, that kind of thing. Eric, what are you going to do? Yeah. So, but this television thing, I mean, what is it for exactly? What were they asking you about?
No, they were just doing the same thing that the Rock Center people did. They're trying to spread the word about the conditions of the divers in Honduras and just doing it for their audience. They actually broadcast, CCTV broadcasts around the world, mostly in Chinese, for Asian populations all over the world. So it's on some satellite networks and that sort of thing. But they do broadcast all over, and but just telling the same story. They actually have a reporter that lives in Colombia that actually covers most of South America, and so she came up to Honduras and worked with Dr. Mejia there.
Then
they invited me out to the studio in D.C. To do an on-camera interview or in-the-studio interview for some more background on it.
Very nice. All right, so you're keeping busy. It's keeping you off the streets at night, right?
Absolutely. That wouldn't earn me a whole lot of money anyway, so I've got to do something respectable.
Right, which is write more books, make millions. Yeah, you got the next Hunger Games series in the works, something like that, don't you?
We can always hope. I have finished up a new novel, and actually literally just yesterday started what will be the next novel. So I've keeping really busy writing and getting into a lot of different projects.
Right. Good for you. Books by booksbyeric.com. Go there and check out some of these books we're talking about. But I know the reason we brought Eric on the show today is because he has been a big supporter, just a good friend of Scuba Radio for probably almost 15 years. And I guess I'll just defer to you, Eric. Is there any moments in time over the last 15-year history of Scuba Radio that you would like to reflect on, or most of those?
Or take back.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time he's talked to Bill.
There's one what?
What's that?
There's one what?
Probably one of each. One I'd like to take back and one that I'd like to reflect on.
All right. Well, let's talk about the one you'd like to take back, because that's probably better.
Well, that's probably the first time you and I ever met, Greg.
Oh, yes. Okay. You know, we won't talk about that one then.
Tell us. Please tell us, Eric. What did he do?
Now, see, people think...
Well, I won't go into detail, but it was the closing party from the Fort Lauderdale Dive Show.
Lauderdale by the Sea.
Ocean Fest.
Ocean Fest. And this is back when it was the weekend of his birthday, right? I mean, didn't it used to be for a long time. It was right around your birthday every year.
Yeah, well, this is true, but that this particular year, I'm not sure that was the case. This was actually when it was in Fort Lauderdale, not Lauderdale.
Okay, all right, so earlier.
So this was a few years after Ocean Fest had started, probably about 5-6 years in. But yeah, I didn't know Eric and his buddy Steve were working at Dan. We were just starting to get our relationship going, and we were introduced, and it was there was a hot tub. There were people in the hot tub that we knew.
There were people who ended up jumping into the pool before the night was over. This is fully closed after working the show all day, and then
and that's about all we can talk about right there.
But not Greg.
So, oh, wait a second.
What did Greg? What did you do?
It's why Greg can't donate blood.
Guilty. All right. Well, Eric, you brought back a memory I blocked out many years ago. Thank you for that. And we got more to come. Scuba Radio Drunken Easter Bunny. Is he around? He could be coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
It's a crab island rendezvous.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Crab Island Rendezvous. Very appropriate for Scuba Radio's drunken. I don't know, what the heck is he supposed to be?
I don't know, but he clearly has crabs. There's no question.
Yeah. And, he has ears. He has a basket. Is that grass in that basket?
Oh, and he has a carrot in his hand. Wait, that's
real
not
grass.
A carrot.
What the hell was?
Yeah, that's not actual. Yeah, that's not the candy basket plastic grass.
Those are not chocolate eggs.
And put that carrot away.
Hey, okay. What? Well, wait. Come on. What? Yeah.
Hey, Greg.
Scuba Radio.
Greg and Bill, it's Easter time, Greg and Bill. And what's your name? Who's this guy?
I don't want to tell.
He looks like a cop.
No. That's Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
Jimmy, happy Easter.
Did you get me a chocolate bunny?
I am the Easter Bunny.
You are the Easter Bunny, obviously. Now, what happened? You were Santa Claus, and now all of a sudden you're popping into all these different holidays.
That was Santa Claus.
Now, you told me when you were a leprechaun a few weeks ago for St. Patrick's Day that you were branching out.
He told me he was a leprechaun, which is completely different from a leprechaun.
That's a convict whose appendages fall off.
Wow.
A leprechaun.
But you said the economy was so tough that you had to branch out into other holidays.
Times are tough.
And then we're going to see you all throughout the year.
I am so far, yeah, you got to diversify.
Okay.
My portfolio.
So being an unemployed drunk, the economy's bad for you.
I can't help it if I like to party.
Yeah.
You only go around this great big marble once.
And don't call him unemployed.
I am spreading good cheer to all the girls and boys.
Is that what you call it?
When they hide, when they find the eggs.
All right. I was surprised we didn't see it for our anniversary show.
Hey, you know what?
What?
15 years? For Easter, since I'm Easter Bunny,
yeah.
You guys can be my peeps.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
Easter Bunny's peeps are in the house.
That's right.
The peeps.
What? Tough crowd. Well, don't worry. I still have something for all of you.
Yeah, I saw you see that in your Easter basket. That does not look like chocolate candy.
No, Greg.
Some of this stuff is melted. It is a little warm.
I think he made Easter egg salad in a soup.
I accidentally sat on that rabbit.
Wow.
But I just put that in your freezer, and it'll firm right up.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you, I guess. Is that our 15-year anniversary gift that you're giving us?
No, this is for Easter.
Oh, that's for Easter. So you have a separate.
I have hidden some things around the studio that you have to try to find.
And you really have to find them because they'll smell so bad next week if we don't.
You know, it's only organic.
I hope there's jelly beans. I hope there's jelly beans.
Oh, man. Now, wait a minute. You just walked in. You didn't have time to hide anything in here, or did you do this from last week?
It's magic.
It's magic. Easter magic.
Hey, how does a rabbit talk? That's what you're questioning?
I guess you got me there.
A 5'6" rabbit.
Where the heck
is talking to you?
Where did you get that outfit? Scuba Radio Drunken Easter Bunny.
It's a rental.
It's a rental. Okay.
You are not getting your deposit back.
Oh boy.
It's a keeper.
That stain. That's probably me. That one I think was there when I got it.
Okay.
And I think I broke the zipper in the back.
Oh God! Oh my God!
There's
really?
The egg salad.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Well,
sorry about that.
You know, since you're here and we are celebrating or continuing our 15-year anniversary celebration, do you have any memories of...
No, he does not have any memories.
You mean since of today?
5 minutes ago.
Well, of our previous interactions. I mean, most of them in the past have been related around or been around Christmas, but now
there have been so many Scuba Radio memories.
Yeah.
That'd be like Bill should play the music there, but hey, you got a great producer.
Thank you.
What's my name? What's my name?
You say my name? Is that what he just said?
What is my name?
Your name is Billy.
That's close enough.
I'll take it.
The way we were wasn't it? Wow, I'm going to be sick.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
you're saying his singing is making you sick?
No, it's the vodka filled chocolate.
I feel a little seasick.
Wow.
Are we on like a floating floor?
No.
Is this a special studio floor with all the wires under it?
It's a floor. Man, if the room is spinning, please face Jimmy.
Yeah, Bill's singing's not helping.
Yeah.
Really not helping.
It's making me a bit nauseous, too.
My favorite memory.
Yeah, do you have a memory?
Well, I do enjoy when you bring the... mermaids for Christmas,
yeah,
and the Brazilian bikini wax model,
Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit.
Yeah,
model. It's been a while.
Oh yeah, Now I do enjoy when they sit on my lap.
So you're saying
you don't forget something like that?
Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa, or Easter Bunny for today? You're saying that you have taken mental pictures of these moments with the mermaids or a Brazilian swimsuit model.
That's getting a little personal, but since you brought it up. The mermaids.
Yeah,
and,
you're liking the mermaid. Okay.
You know, all the good times we have. And
so you can't remember any specifics. You just remember mermaids and Brazilian swimsuit models.
That's why we take pictures.
Well, you don't have a camera.
That you have on scubaradio.com.
Oh, okay. Oh, those pictures.
I relive it through that.
Yeah, have you even you don't?
And
have
that's
a computer,
not that's not, ladies and gentlemen, that's not even a pay site. That is a free. You can look at these girls for free. Okay, there's your Easter tip from the Easter Bunny. Go on scubaradio.com. Hot chicks. That's all I'm saying.
Like chickens? Like for like Easter?
Peeps. Yeah, like peeps. Sure.
Who's your peeps?
What is wrong with him?
That takes way too much time to explain.
He doesn't understand anything.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Drunken Scuba Easter Bunny, is it true, the rumor I heard, that you...
Hey, at least he's not a Yankees fan.
Do you get your eggs...
Make a strong argument.
Do you get your eggs from the mermaids? Is that where you get them from?
They're mammals. They
only once a month. And those are no good.
I thought that was the crabs.
The heck is...
Stop it. He's trying to get me in trouble.
Now, Jimmy just got back from the Florida Keys.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Great trip. Great trip.
And that was a good time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you saw one of the mermaids, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and that went well?
Which one was that?
Well, everything was going great with Tony the Mermaid.
You're lucky,
the dive instructor, until I pulled out the mermaid puppet. And then I was just swimming along with mermaid puppet. And suddenly, I got stabbed in the mermaid puppet by mermaid Tony.
You got stabbed
in the mermaid puppet?
Oh, I remember something. I remember the Christmas party at Tony's house.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that now.
I forgot that he was allowed in for that.
That was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Call the police.
Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way.
Oh, brother. This is going to be a long show. Drunken Easter Bunny in the studio today, and ironically, we have a Dan tip coming up about seasickness.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I could really use that.
He seems to think that the room is spinning. I don't think it has anything to do with a boat rocking. You know, I don't know what you've been drinking.
Yeah, I probably
should. It smells awful.
Looking back with the hindsight, I probably should not have had so many of those marshmallow chickens with my mimosas.
Is that what you were doing?
But they're so good.
You spiked your mimosas with peeps?
It's so cute, and they float, and it's really festive. And it was a beautiful day this morning, and it's everybody's in the Easter spirit, and it just makes the day.
I still can't get over this costume you have.
It's very hot, so I hope you appreciate
very
me wearing
furry.
This for you. Well, yeah, it's a rabbit.
Yeah.
Okay. People saying stuff, yelling at me as I'm driving by, as I'm walking to the studio.
You know, he kind of looks
like Bugs Bunny.
I know what you remind me of. He reminds me of Captain Slate in Key Largo, because Captain Slate does his Easter egg scuba dive, and there's pictures up on Facebook of him doing this again this year. And he has the same type of outfit.
Does he feed a barracuda a piece of a carrot?
I don't know what. Maybe he does.
Because I would not recommend that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, a carrot wouldn't be good. No.
I bet they would eat it.
They might. I don't know. They eat ballyhoo.
What about a live fish. Chicken?
A live chicken?
dunk that sucker. You know what it sound like?
Oh, that's a nice thought. But it'll be one of those painted ones, like a pink little chick.
Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? It's my singing that's the problem. Yeah, I remember now.
Exactly. All right, we got a dance.
Thank you.
And more holiday celebrations. Anniversary and Easter. Oh, what a combo.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 248. No scuba certification agency currently recognizes watching SpongeBob SquarePants cartoons as educational reference material.
Liar, liar, plants for hire.
But maybe they should.
It's pants on fire, Patrick.
Oh, you would know, liar.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio today is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Dives Alert Network. How you feeling today, Nick?
Feeling great, Greg. How about you?
Feeling better.
Were you sick?
Yeah, well, I was seasick.
Oh, that's no fun.
Nah, actually, I was just kidding. I was just reliving my Oscar-winning performance of my vomiting scene from the Dan video. Oh, yeah, that was good times.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been seasick?
Oh, have I? No one's immune to it, and it gets most of us at one time or another.
Yeah, I gotta admit, even outside my acting debut, it's gotten me a lot. But I want to beat it. Is there any way I can do this once and for all?
Greg, I wish I could tell you that there's a foolproof way, but there's really no guaranteed method. Spending more time on the water can help, because you become more resistant. But even the most seasoned sailors can get queasy.
Okay, how do I hedge my bets at least?
First, don't stress about it, because it's common, and it's just a physical reaction to motion. A lot of people experience it, and if you're ever on a dive boat that says that they've never had someone get seasick, you're probably their first customer.
So resign myself to the fact that it's just going to happen?
No, just don't stress about it or get embarrassed if it does.
But how do I avoid it?
Start with taking care of yourself the night before you dive. Take it easy on the alcohol, eat well, and get a good night's sleep.
All right, look, if I'm going to lay off the drinks, I need to know why.
The better you feel, the better able your body is going to be able to adapt to conditions.
Okay, that makes sense. But what else?
Make sure you have a little something in your stomach when you get on board. I know it sounds crazy, but it makes a difference. Stay away from heavy and greasy food, but do try to eat a little something.
What recommendations do you have in winning the mental game? Sometimes I think part of the problem is that I half expect to get sick, and so I do.
And that's a really good point. The mental side can be a big issue. Sounds trite, but the best you can do is to try not to think about it. Let your mind wander or focus on anything else besides the motion you're experiencing.
If that doesn't work, what? Crawl into the cabin and lie down until you get to the dive site?
Exactly the opposite. Actually, stay on deck and in the middle of the boat if you can. The fresh air will do you good, and your eye will be able to stay on the horizon. That actually helps your body adapt to the motion, because what your eyes see will match what your body is feeling. Your mind will be less confused. Stand up, too, as your legs can also help to absorb the motion.
What if all this doesn't help? Can I still dive if I get sick?
As long as you're still up for the dive and not too dehydrated from getting too sick, absolutely. In fact, seasick divers are usually the first off the boat. Getting under the waves and the motion will also make you feel better, and the dive will get your mind off your stomach. But if the seasickness takes too much out of you, I'd recommend staying on the boat.
That's the last thing I'd want to do.
I know, but if you're not physically up for the dive, it's just not worth the risk.
Can't I just take a pill?
You can, but understand that there's no magic pill. There are lots of medications out there, but no guaranteed remedy. Part of this is a trial and error to see what works best for you.
I find ginger works best on the natural side.
A lot of divers have luck with ginger, as well as other natural remedies that employ pressure points and magnetic pulses.
I've used those. They're pretty good.
If you prefer to try the pharmaceutical side, medications like Dramamine or Scopolamine are very popular. But remember that if you decide to try one of them, be careful. They can have side effects like drowsiness and dry mouth, and we know that fatigue and dehydration are not a diver's friends. So test them on land well before you dive to see how you react, and be aware that drugs wear off. So you'll want to consider that in your dive planning.
So what you're saying is that I've got options.
You do indeed. You just have to try them and find out what works best for you and what doesn't.
And if none of them do?
If you gotta go, use the leeward side, and don't use the marine head. It just can't handle it. Stay outside in the fresh air and try to drink fluids as much as possible so you stay hydrated. And above all, remember that it's no big deal.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, there's no shame in seasickness. It's common, and it can be uncomfortable.
but it can lead to dive risks, too. So do what you can to minimize seasickness or prevent it altogether. Whether you beat it or it beats you, just remember to take care of yourself. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are we're kind of continuing our 15-year anniversary celebration today, as well as, well, it's Easter weekend. And because of that, we have Scuba Radio Drunken Easter Bunny. Yeah, branching out because it's a tough economy.
Sure.
And evidently,
yes, it is.
You thought it was necessary to branch out beyond being a drunken Santa.
I think everybody needs chocolate rabbits and chicken embryos in the beginning of the spring.
Okay. All right. I don't know how you work drinking into this whole character.
Holidays are festive.
Yeah. Okay.
Chocolate liqueur, Greg.
All right. Now, you were kind of talking about one of your favorite memories of Scuba Radio, reflecting back on our 15-year anniversary, is the mermaids.
I forget what we were talking about.
It was our anniversary, and you mentioned mermaids. That was one of the highlights, that you had taken mental pictures of these mermaids. And you had our website.
Oh, wait. It's Christmas time, and they're sitting on my lap.
Yeah, like Abby. And Abby is on the line. Abby, how are you? Abby?
Hey, Greg, I'm doing good. Is that...
This is Scuba Radio Drunken...
Oh,
this is Scuba Radio Drunken Easter Bunny. He's branching out. So, you know, I diversify.
Happy, so it's Drunken... It's the Drunken Easter Bunny this time. That's who I'm on the show with?
I'm really not. It should just be the Scuba Radio Easter Bunny. I don't know why Greg has to...
Well, because I can smell
Sully my reputation.
Okay, he's an Easter bunny. We got a
Scuba Radio Good Time Easter Bunny
dressed up in a furry white bunny outfit.
Come on, man! Set the urinal on fire.
Originally, it was white. Seems to be stained.
Come on, happy Easter,
spotted.
Everybody.
It's a little disturbing, Abby. But what are you gonna do, right?
Abby?
Well, you know, I've got my own little bunny costume that I wear around. So, you know, I think that's pretty normal.
I think hers is littler and not quite as furry. And I don't think it smells as bad. God, I hope it doesn't smell as bad.
Hey, Abby?
Yeah.
Did you find the eggs?
Yes, Drunken Easter Bunny.
Did you find the eggs that I left for you?
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
I did not find any rotten eggs that you left for me. No. I hope to never come across the eggs.
They're plastic, and there's goodies inside.
Did you check the toilet?
That's just wrong.
I hear that they're easy to split apart, though. I hear they're easy to split apart.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Look by the green grass.
Okay. Oh, Abby, tell me something. What did... you know, it's our 15-year anniversary, and we have a lot of memories that involve you back in the day. Do you have a highlight or something that stands out in your past that you think we should reflect on or apologize for?
Apologies, absolutely, 100%. I could probably give you a bulleted list of things I feel I am entitled to an apology for.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you were to ask me my favorite show, I would say it was the New Year's episode we did, 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Oh, it was longer
than
that.
You came down, and it was maybe 5 years ago. God.
Okay.
Still so old.
The Deep Hole
Mermaid
Show.
Mermaid Nikki and Mermaid Nikki, me, and... Say that again?
Yeah, it was the Deep Hole. New Year's Eve broadcast from Hooters. It was a Hooters in Spring Hill, Florida,
all I know,
wasn't it? I do. I remember this.
Well...
Unfortunately.
It was Hooters in Spring Hill... Hooters in Spring Hill, Florida. There was a lot of alcohol involved, and somehow the whole staff at Hooters ended up being part of the show. So it was pretty entertaining.
Interesting.
I remember that now.
We actually, let me paint this picture. Because what we had a confession mic. Remember this?
Oh, boy.
And we had...
Oh, yes.
We had a microphone that we changed the pitch on it. So you in theory, you couldn't tell who was talking.
Oh, no.
And this was at the end of the year, and it was like, okay, we have this microphone. If you have anything you'd like to confess for the year, to start off the new year off with a clear conscience, here's your opportunity. And I don't know what it's probably Bill's doing. I'm going to blame Bill because the effect
was
on the mic.
Was that something that happened in the studio?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
No, it wasn't. I wasn't involved.
Well, we'll explain what happened after the break. Now that I think about it, oh, boy.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
We are back here at Scuba Radio. What's going on here? What is going on? 15 years and things still go wrong. How ironic.
Freaking drunken Easter Bunny.
It's the first radio.
Freaking.
Maybe I can help you.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. But, all right. So we have Abby on the line, right? Abby, are you with us now?
Abby is here.
Okay. She is here. And
Abby Norma,
we are going to reflect on this, this anniversary show. We're reflecting back on 15 years, and one of the highlights that Abby remembers was at on a New Year's Eve at a Hooters that we did a show, and we had this microphone, like the confession mic, set up so you could start off the new year well or with a clear conscience, and. We had set up this mic, and we didn't disguise the mic quite as clear as it probably should. And actually, now that I think about it, I think that might have been slightly...
a misrepresentation as to whether or not it was being distorted at all.
The people on site were led to believe...
You had like a napkin over it, and that was it.
No, people on site were led to believe that their voice was going to be changed enough where you wouldn't be able to know what it was. That was kind of like the gag, the joke that everybody was in on except them. And
one of the gags.
The one person we got to take the bait was Mermaid Nikki, wasn't it, Abby? You remember this?
First of all, I want to clarify and say that I vaguely remember this entire show, but I do know it was good. And secondly, yes, it was Nikki. She admitted to some very, very embarrassing acts while diving, and it was all recorded for the show.
Yeah,
so,
let's talk,
rest of us.
I think we should share what that act was, because I remember it very specifically, because it was one of those, you know, moments in time, like you can't believe she said this.
No.
Hold on, you can't believe this actually happened.
Hold on,
in real life.
Isn't Mermaid Nikki about to be a mother or something
like
that?
She is a mom.
Okay, can we
Baby
not...
Rocket.
can we not embarrass this poor woman any more than the fact that she's ever been on the show embarrassment?
Well, wait a minute. Abby, I'll defer to you. Was it embarrassing? It wasn't that bad, was it?
I would say it's not particularly ladylike, what she admitted to.
But knowing Nikki, I don't think she would be embarrassed by this.
Are you saying this is not the worst thing she's done?
Exactly.
Wow.
Oh, that's 100% true, Bill. She's done much, much worse than this. And some of that is actually on tape as well.
Okay, so Weeki Wachee Springs, which is where they were working at the time, or reflecting back on their times at Weeki Wachee
Springs. And where, when you're done with them, they'll never be able to even set foot inside the premises again.
That is not true. Mermaid Denise evidently just started working back there. Yeah. She evidently is... went back to work at Weeki Wachee Springs, home of the world famous mermaid shows, where they do these shows.
I remember that well.
Yeah. So anyway, back in the day, evidently, this is what Nikki confessed to, that in between one of the shows, she didn't have time to get out of the water or something. Is that what it was, Abby? Do you remember this? Because you were part of this, weren't you? Were you there when this happened? Come on, fess up.
I witnessed it. I witnessed it firsthand. It was not pretty, yeah. Let's just say that, yes, we were in the middle of the show, and Mother Nature called, and it wasn't the easier of the options. And Nikki swam to an area where she thought she had some privacy and did what she needed to do. And the water pressure happened to be pretty strong in that area. So let's just say the evidence of what she had done floated up shortly after she
was done. That's a turtle. Turtle head.
Yeah, essentially.
That's a baby manatee.
Yeah, so, there's a deep hole in Weeki Wachee Springs that she decided to try to fill.
She decided to drop anchor.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know, it's a natural spring, so there's this area, and yes, it's a very deep hole, if you want to call it that, but there's all this pressure that shoots out, so all the water to the spring actually comes out of that hole, and for some reason, I guess she didn't think that that would impact what she was doing, no pun intended on that, but...
Well, what are you going to do?
On the plush side... No, never mind, there is no plus side, I even mentioned that.
I have a plus, it's biodegradable.
Yeah, true? Okay. All right, fair enough. Well,
which brings me back to my chocolate Easter bunnies.
Okay.
I have two more, and Bill can have one, and then we have an extra.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Hey, like their little
mermaid man? Angela's with you too, Abby? Is that true?
She's in the vicinity, yes. She's actually inside. We are having an Easter weekend, and we're actually going to have a bunny cake-making contest tonight. So she's in there decorating, but, you know, I can certainly track her down.
Hold on. Is she decorating a cake, or is she decorating herself as a bunny?
She's decorating herself as a cake.
What? She's decorating as a bunny, the cake. But... And, hey, I'm not saying she's not going to have frosting on herself at some point.
Well, fun times.
Oh. On the plus side, I'm sure those pictures will make it to Facebook.
Or at least scubaradio.com.
Yes.
According to Scuba Radio, Drunken Easter Bunny. It's preference.
That is my homepage.
Exactly. All right. Well, Abby, I'll let you get back to work. It sounds like you are busy making cakes. So we'll leave you at it. And thank you for... thank you for sharing a few of your reflections, your memories.
Just remember, if it rises, eat it.
What the heck are you talking about?
It was great to be here, Greg. Congratulations on your 15 years and stay out of trouble.
All right, there you go. That's going
to be
easier said than done.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, we'll try to do better
in
hour two.
Bye-bye.
That is coming up. We got a few things to cover, including the Tacoma Dive Show and the Scuba Cowboys is going to come by. And in the meantime, we'll have an Easter egg or two. Or an Easter egg hunt. Are you ready?
Yeah, anybody named Hunt?
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go!